the exciting, unforgettable radio drama, Front Page Farrell. The story of a crack newspaper man and his wife. The story of David and Sally Farrell. Today, David is covering the story which he calls The Case of the Lady and the Cheetah. Beware of unpleasing breath that breeds between teeth. Get Colonel's toothpaste with amazing dental floss action for a clean mouth and a pleasing breath. Most unpleasing breath breeds between the teeth in deep recesses where food particles can collect and decay. These are the places that must be reached to have a really clean mouth, a pleasant breath. Your dentist knows this to be true. Now, Colonel's toothpaste gives you dental floss action. That is, sends thousands of active cleansing bubbles to penetrate hard-to-reach dental areas, helps dislodge bits of food that can cause unpleasing breath and tooth decay. What's more, Colonel's has high-polishing action, brightens dingy teeth by removing ordinary yellow surface stains. Colonel's is gentle, safe for even children's teeth and tender gums. Enjoy its cool, clean, minty flavor, most refreshing toothpaste ever. Test Colonel's in your own way. Keeps your teeth bright, your breath right. Colonel's toothpaste is dentist approved, dentist recommended. Get Colonel's with dental floss action today. Save 31 cents on the giant economy size. And now, Front Page Farrell and the story he's covering for his newspaper. The story he calls The Lady and the Cheetah. Two days have passed since the sudden disappearance of Sally Farrell from the stage of a Connecticut summer theater, and still the police are without a single clue to her whereabouts. Meanwhile, David Farrell has passed the anxious hours in his hotel room, waiting and hoping for the word that hasn't come, revolving in his mind the mystery of Pamela Storm's deadly fear. David Farrell is certain that the famous actress was in danger from an unknown source, and that this source had struck at Sally by mistake, for she was about to take Pamela Storm's part in a dress rehearsal. The problem that David Farrell began working on as a story for his newspaper, the New York Daily Eagle, has become a grave personal crisis. Now, David Farrell has gone to the cottage where Pamela Storm was staying with her pet cheetah, Lucifer. As he enters, he's met by Mrs. Moses, the landlady, who says...
For sakes alive, Mr. Farrell, I never was so glad to see anybody in my life. Are you really going to take that big cat off my hands?
That's right, Mrs. Moses. Lucifer's very important to me right now.
You don't say. And here I was thinking a great big wild animal like that couldn't be no good to nobody.
Yes, he knows I'm here.
Well, if you ask me, that Miss Storm certainly had her nerve to go off and leave me with the cheetah. Who does she think I am, an animal trainer or something?
Hello, Lucifer. Hello, boy.
I never did get on with him, but he seems downright fond of you, Mr. Farrell.
Miss Storm had him with her when she stayed at our place in New York, so he knows me. Cheetahs look very much like leopards, but they act like dogs in some respects.
You don't say.
So I've been told. Some parts of the world are used for hunting, for following trails.
Well, I'd hate to have a thing like that following me, wouldn't you?
Mrs. Moses, didn't Miss Storm give you any idea where she was going?
She didn't say a word about it, Mr. Farrell. She packed her bags and paid me my money, and then she said you'd come for the cheetah, and she was gone.
That makes it so much harder. I've got to find her just the same.
I should think with your wife missing like this, you'd be trying to find her first.
Don't worry, Mrs. Moses. That's exactly what I have in mind. By the way, did Pamela Storm leave any of her things behind?
Besides the cheetah?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she left a couple of old dresses in the closet.
Good. Well, with your permission, I'll give Lucifer a chance to sniff at those dresses. Then we'll see if he can track his mistress down. I see your point. Pamela Storm came here to the railroad station. Now, can you tell which side of the track she crossed to? Side, apparently. Very good. So she went to New York, did she? Well, that sounds reasonable. All right, Lucifer. He'll go there, too. ¶¶ what is this? A newspaper office of the Bronx Zoo.
Don't be frightened now, girls. Don't be frightened.
Oh, it's Mr. Farrell.
David, holy smokes. Are you bucking for a job with a circus?
Now, this isn't a leopard, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. This is a cheetah. His name is Lucifer, and he's gentle as a kitten.
He don't sound like no kitten I ever heard.
Can anybody tell me if our esteemed managing editor is in his office?
Say, what's going on here?
Nah, he's not in his office, David. He's hanging out the door, see?
David, for Pete's sake, what are you doing with that?
Leopard?
He's not a leopard, George. He's a cheetah. He was just coming in to see you.
Yeah, well, don't bring him into my office.
It's all right. Lucifer's on a leash.
Keep a good hold on your end, David. All right. Come on in.
So you look terrible, David. Look like you haven't slept for 3 days.
That's exactly right.
Haven't found Sally yet, eh?
No. Police have alarms out for her all through New York and New England. No sign of her.
Who could have done this, David?
One of the stagehands at the Summer Theater. That's what we think, anyhow. Police are looking for him, too.
But why? Did he have something against Sally or against you?
No, George. Must have been a mistake. Must have thought Sally was Pamela Storm.
Say, what is this all about? You were trying to tell me something on the phone yesterday, but I couldn't follow you.
George, somebody's been trying to do something to Pamela Storm. She's been scared half to death for at least 2 weeks, maybe longer. I thought I could find out what the trouble was. A newspaper story. Didn't know all the trouble would fall on Sally's head.
Well, take it easy, David.
If anything happens to her, I don't know what I'll do.
Well, what do you think you can do now, David, with that cheetah?
Well, I had a kind of a crazy idea. He could track her down like a bloodhound.
Oh, Sally?
No, Pamela Storm.
What do you want with her?
Well, George, it was Pamela Storm who was supposed to be abducted instead of Sally. And Pamela was frightened for a long time, far in advance of what happened, don't you see?
Yeah.
Well, so she knew what to be afraid of, wouldn't you say?
Well,
so Pamela Storm must know who did this to Sally and why. She may even know where Sally is.
Excuse me. Hello? Yeah? Oh, yes, Dick. Yes, he's right here. David, our Stella Broadway columnist wants to speak to you.
Oh, fine. I'm expecting Winslow to come. Hello, Dick. What'd you find out about Pamela Storm? Yeah?
Who?
Her agent? Yeah. Okay, where? Uh-huh. When she's in New York, she always stays at the Chateau Hotel. Fine. All right, Dick. Thanks very much.
What is it, David? Anything interesting?
Lucifer! Come on, boy. We're going to the Chateau Hotel.
My dear sir, I'm very sorry, but you simply cannot take that animal through this hotel.
Call the manager.
There's no need to call him. I'm the assistant manager, and I can assure you it's against our rules.
Change your rules.
Mr. Farrell, please be reasonable. I've told you Miss Storm is not here. You can look through our register if you like. Please keep that animal away from me.
Never mind your register. Suppose she's here under a different name.
But she couldn't be. Why, all of us on the staff of the Chateau are very familiar with Miss Storm. If she used another name, we'd know her in a minute.
That's the same. Lucifer and I are going through the hotel from top to bottom. If you try to stop me, there's going to be the biggest riot the Chateau has ever seen.
All right, but very well, Mr. Fell. Just as you say, sir. Well, Mr. Farrell, surely you'll agree, sir, that this is preposterous. You've gone through 17 floors, and you haven't found Miss Storm. This animal scratches at all the doors and frightens all our guests. Let's call it a day, Mr. Farrell, please.
We still have 5 more floors to go, and then we'll try the basement.
Miss Storm wouldn't be in the basement.
Mr. Stahl, you're distracting the cheetah.
Really, I'm afraid I can't take another step with you. My feet are killing me.
Maybe your shoes are too tight.
I've got to go and sit down before I simply collapse. Now, please get through with this soon, Mr. Farrell. It's highly irregular.
Ow. Yeah, never mind him, Lucifer. Don't be discouraged, old boy. We'll find your mistress. Needs if she's here. Huh? Hey, what is it, Lucifer? What is it? Boy? See him there? Is Pamela inside that room? Lucifer, move over. Let me at that door. Pamela! Open up. I know you're in there.
Yes. Oh, what is it, son?
What? Oh. Oh, I beg your pardon, sir.
Yes, speak up, son. I'm getting to be pretty old, and I don't do so good anymore. Say, what kind of animal is that?
Quiet, whisper. I thought there might be a woman in your room.
What's that you say?
I mean a certain woman, a Miss Pamela Storm.
What's that?
No, I guess not. Sorry to bother you. Come on, Lucifer. All right. I'll be quiet, you big fake. What's the idea of howling at that door? It wasn't your mistress. It was an old man. Fine bloodhound you are. What are you yapping about now? What? Holy smokes. Pamela Storm came to us once, all made up as an old woman. Lucifer, are you trying to tell me that now she's playing the part of an old man?
Placing his faith in the instinct of the cheetah, David Farrell turns back to the old man's room. Will he find any clue to the disappearance of his wife? Be sure to listen again tomorrow for Front Page Farrell and the exciting newspaper story, which he calls The Lady and the Cheetah. Don't pay fancy prices to keep your floors and linoleum bright and beautiful. Get AeroWax, the economical no-rubbing floor wax that saves you up to 30 cents a pint. Yes, you can cut your floor waxing costs in half with AeroWax. Modern production methods enable the makers of AeroWax to offer this wonderful floor wax at a bargain price, only 29 cents a pint. And you'll get a beautiful job, too. AeroWax is quick and easy. Just spread it on, let it dry. No rubbing, no buffing. AeroWax shines itself to a hard, gleaming, lasting finish. Buy a can next time you shop and discover today's biggest bargain in self-polishing floor wax. You can get it at all good stores. Remember, you pay only 29 cents a pint for AeroWax, and you save up to 30 cents every time, even more on larger sizes. Look for, ask for, that blue and white can of AeroWax. When it comes to floors, AeroWax really shines. Front Page Farrell is on the air again at this same time tomorrow. Be sure to listen. This is Ed Fleming saying goodbye for the sponsors of Front Page Farrell. If you suffer from painful corns that make it agony for you to wear shoes, torture for you to walk, listen. There's an amazing liquid that's guaranteed to remove your corns or double your money back. It's Freezone Liquid Corn Remover. It goes to work to cool and soothe the burning pain and starts to remove the corn the instant it's applied. Then, when continued use as directed, this amazing liquid actually removes the corn. There's no must, no fuss, no need to wear bulky, uncomfortable-feeling pads. Get Freezone, Freezone Liquid Corn Remover today, with this understanding. If Freezone doesn't remove your corn and give you blessed relief from pain while it's doing it, we will give you double your money back.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.